You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm joined by WEMU's Wendy Bright, which means we're focusing on the performance arts this week. Hi, Wendy.
Hey, how are you?
We're talking about the 50th anniversary of the Ann Arbor Blues Festival, which is coming up, and joining us to fill us in about all of that is James Partridge, executive producer of the Ann Arbor Blues Festival. Hi, James.
Hi, Lisa.
I understand the Ann Arbor Blues Festival is widely recognized as the first electric blues festival in North America. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, yep.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that we were the first blues festival in North America that focused solely on blues and solely on blues of sort of the Chicago style that was amplified and electrified versus the Delta style blues that was prevalent before then.
Many of us have been involved with this festival in different incarnations over the years, and the thing that I'm most excited about that you've done in the last couple of years is really have a showcase for female blues artists, which is a passion of mine. And do you do the booking, or do you do all of that yourself?
I do a lot of the booking myself, yeah. And I appreciate that you actually mentioned that. That's something that's been really important to me. It's not something that we tend to advertise because I don't want to make a big deal about it. But I mean, the fact of the matter is that females represent 50% of our population, and we're working really hard to make sure that they represent 50% of our lineup as well.
That is fabulous. I'm really excited about that. So how did you come up with this year's lineup?
I guess the first and most important thing for me with respect to this year's lineup was that we really paid, you know, tribute to the previous generations that have come before. That was really important, for example, that we were able to bring Bernard Allison to the festival. I mean, Bernard's dad, Luther, really became the star that he was because of the Ann Arbor Blues Festival in 1969. That was his breakout performance. And, you know, being able to have Bernard come and pay a tribute to his dad, while also, of course, being a tremendous artist in his own right, is great. So that was something that was really important to us.
Who else can we look forward to seeing at the Ann Arbor Blues Festival in August?
Well, Benny Turner will be back. Benny Turner's become a staple of ours for the past couple of years. And if you recall, Benny's brother, Freddie King, has been at all of the earlier incarnations of the Blues Festival, the earlier incarnations in the 1960s and early 70s. He appears on the 1972 Ann Arbor Blues and Jazz Festival recording by Atlantic Records. That's really special for us as well. We'll also have some great local artists too, which is another thing that we're trying to highlight. So we will have Thornetta Davis, the queen of Detroit blues. Leith Alsati will be there as well. Ann Arbor's fourth place finisher on The Voice in 2016.
I know. I was watching. I voted for him all the time.
I know.
I can't believe it was 3 years ago already.
I know. It's crazy.
It's nuts. I mean, you think it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
I think the artist that is getting the most buzz on this list may be Lindsay Beaver.
Oh, I hope so. She is great. And I have loved her record like forever. I mean, since it first came out and I first heard it, I was really excited about it. And she was actually one of the first artists that we booked. I see her as a future star, and I really wanted to get her on this festival lineup. And I'd never seen her perform live until last week. I was in Austin, Texas. We were doing a promotion for the Blues Festival in Austin, and Lindsay happened to be playing at the club where we were. And she puts on such a great show. It was absolutely over the top.
So, you seem to be really good at having your finger on the pulse of what's happening in the blues right now. So I'm really excited to see that represented on this list of artists you have coming.
Oh, well, thank you. It's, sometimes I guess they say like even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
So it's the Ann Arbor Blues Festival. Tell us when and where it's taking place.
Yeah, the Ann Arbor Blues Festival is going to be August 16th through 18th at the Washtenaw Farm Council Fairgrounds on Ann Arbor Saline Road.
And people can buy tickets online?
They can buy tickets online, yes.
We'll put all those links on our webpage. It's a link, right?
Yep, it's a link. Our website is www.annarborbluesfestival.com.
We look forward to some great blues music. James Partridge is executive producer of the Ann Arbor Blues Festival. Thank you for joining us here on Art and Soul.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Wendy and I are going to go over a few more things going on in town. Let's talk about the Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea.
The Purple Rose Theater has a world premiere play called Welcome to Paradise. It's running right now and continues through August 31st, and it sort of centers around age differences. There's a younger man and an older woman, and it says, at what age can one find one's soulmate?
Mm.
So that is continuing, as I said, through the 31st of August out in Chelsea at the Purple Rose Theater.
Do we know who wrote it?
Yes. Julie Marino is her name, and our good friend Michelle Mountain is the director.
Okay, so that's Welcome to Paradise, taking place right now at the Purple Rose Theater Company in Chelsea. And in addition to the Blues Festival coming up, lots of music happening?
There is a lot of music going on in August and late July. Where do you want to start?
You know, the art fair just wrapped up last week, and I've heard about this thing. It sounds pretty entertaining. The 26th annual Week After the Art Fair Song Fest, taking place at the Carytown Concert House.
I know. It's been happening for 26 annual years, and it's basically mostly classical music. And it's wrapping up right now on Thursday and Friday of this week. I love this. On Thursday, it's Sex, Drugs, and Opera Scenes.
Okay.
Then they traditionally, the last performance on Friday is Cabaret Schmabaret. and Elvin Waddles from Detroit is involved with that. Each show, it starts at 8. I think it sounds like a great time.
The 25th annual Ann Arbor Pride, is that a festival or how would you refer to that?
It's an event.
Okay.
It's a going on.
It's a going on.
It definitely is. And it's the weekend of August 3rd and 4th. Takes place in the parking lot behind the Out Bar in Carytown. It includes things, singers and burlesque. There's a drag review. There is a big name drag artist named Aja. You can do a meet and greet with her. But they also have kids zone that's happening. On Sunday, they have a picnic down at Wheeler Park. And they also are having a big event at the Blue Llama with the Ann Arbor Pride Bingo Brunch with the one and only Jujubee. He's one of the most famous drag queens to ever come out of RuPaul's Drag Race. Everybody I know, everybody thinks I'm obsessed with drag queens. And yes, indeed, I would have to say that's true.
And last but not least, favorite coming to the Arc, Paul Thorne.
Our good buddy, Paul Thorne, the one that you and I like.
You who introduced me to one of my theme songs.
I know. Too Blessed to Be Stressed is the song that Lisa likes so much. And he will be at the Arc on Monday, July 29th. At 8. We should also talk about Jazz in the Parking Lot, which is on the 26th with Thornetta Davis. It's a free event in Ypsilanti that brings the community together to enjoy just a summer night. Bring your chair and you get free music.
Ypsilanti Community Schools putting that on.
Yep, absolutely.
Art and Soul, the performance arts, lots going on to keep you entertained. Wendy Wright, thanks for joining us and sharing all this great information.
You're welcome, as always, Lisa.